Dit is SBS Dutch.
Door de landelijke huurcrisis neemt de dakloosheid onder jongeren toe. Jeugdambassadeurs vragen om overheidsfinanciering om zogenaamde youth voyeurs, een mix van sociale huisvesting en diensten met betrekking tot dakloosheid, die jongeren kunnen helpen om zich te concentreren op onderwijs in plaats van op een plek om te wonen.
Dit is SBS Radio Dutch.
Alex Lipman groeide op in een pleeggezin en werd op 19-jarige leeftijd dakloos. Zijn leven veranderde drastisch toen hij geen vaste woonruimte kon vinden.
It gives us independence and that sustainable housing. For myself, that sustainable housing has led on to a career path in IT and also working for different skills like buying a motorcycle, buying a car, you know, and getting ready to go out, right? These 2 years have built up a private rental space.
Alex Lipman is 20 en werkt als jongerenambassadeur. Hij is in Canberra geweest en heeft samen met andere jongere ambassadeurs campagne gevoerd voor een uitbreiding van de Foyer Foundation, het programma waardoor hij zijn leven weer op de rails kreeg. Andere jongere ambassadeurs hebben soortgelijke ervaringen, zoals Tyra Chen-Hampton.
I had a lived experience in the out-of-home care sector, which forced me and my family to experience homelessness. I then later in life also found myself experiencing unstable housing and I was studying at my university
Bria
degree.
Was tijdens haar VCE in Victoria het laatste jaar op de middelbare school aangewezen op couchsurfing. Met andere woorden, ze sliep steeds bij andere mensen op de bank.
So it was already quite a challenging year. 2 months into couchsurfing, I found myself at the doors of the Foyer Foundation, and that was the wraparound support service that really helped me to finish my Year 12 VCE studies and move into university.
Ruim een derde van alle daklozen in Australië zijn jonger dan 25 jaar. Na toegang te hebben gekregen tot diensten, blijft bijna de helft een onzekere leefsituatie behouden. U hoort Kate Colvin, de CEO van Homeless Australia.
When we're talking about youth homelessness, what we really mean is children and young people who come to homeless services without a parent or guardian. So we're talking about young people 15 to 24 and particularly teenagers who flee home are often doing so because of violence in the home. Or perhaps they've come out as gay or trans and they've been rejected by their family and have left for that reason.
Voorstanders zeggen dat opvangcentra en crisisopvang niet de veiligheid bieden die jongeren nodig hebben. Dus nu vraagt een groep gemeenschaporganisaties samen met deze jongerenambassadeurs de regering om meer geld te reserveren in de federale begroting van mei. Ze willen hiermee het programma uitbreiden en 10 nieuwe gebouwen met 40 units bouwen waar jongeren toegang kunnen krijgen tot veilige huisvesting, ondersteuning bij onderwijs en een zoektocht naar werk. Amy Cavallaro is de Central Manager van de Foyer.
Young people have the opportunity to stay between 18 months and 2 years, which I think creates some stability and real opportunity and a safe space for young people to stop, breathe, set really intentional goals about where they want to go in the future.
We have that midterm housing, it's for 2 years, and 2 years is very big in for a youth person. You know, maybe they get two-thirds of a degree done, or they're building up in their job aspirations as well. So this aspect of having your job, your education, your employment all in one with the youth development coaches helping you out really builds a young person to go out there and have confidence to get maybe a new private housing or, you know, a job.
Hierdoor gaat 80% van de foyerbewoners vervolgens naar een stabiele woning en vindt ruim 2/3 werk. Chief Executive van de Foyer Foundation, Liz Cameron-Smith, zegt dat de investering ook goed is voor de overheid.
Because we know that for every dollar invested in a youth foyer, it delivers a $6 return. So it's actually a cost-effective solution that should be one part of the government's response to youth homelessness in Australia.
Kate Colvin, CEO van Homeless Australia.
Now, youth foyers are an important housing model because they provide young people with support around their education, as well as support around other issues, and provide a safe living environment for them. So, one of the issues when young people flee a violent home or end up in a situation where they're homeless is that sticking with education can be really difficult because they don't have those family
In een
supports that
verklaring
other
zegt
young
minister
people
van
have.
Dakloosheid Julie Collins dat de regering zich heeft gecommitteerd aan voortdurende investeringen in dakloosheid onder jongeren. Volgens haar wordt hier in 3 jaar tijd $91,7 miljoen voor vrijgemaakt. Alex Lipman hoopt dat dit grote veranderingen kan brengen voor anderen met soortgelijke ervaringen.
Youth especially, especially disadvantaged youth, there's not a lot of housing options. When you go in the private market and there's only about one less than 1% available, you're versing everyone. And as we are still going through, we're still doing uni, we're still working part-time, there's not enough maybe money to really go into that market. So having FOIA built in that as a social housing, affordable housing, it really helps the youth that are coming through that are disadvantaged to really get an opportunity to gain that rental experience, then to get out when they're 21 or maybe 22, 23, and then they're, oh, sweet, I can go into the private market and I have 2 years'
It
worth
was a
of
verhaal
experience
van Ruth McHugh Dillon en Alexandra Jones voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.